T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, and conversations on how to make our city safer have gone on. Some action downtown. County Police Unit has joined forces. So
we'll see how that works.
That's a step. But what about the south side?
It's funny, though, about downtown, brothers, that there's some businesses that are annoyed, telling me that it's my fault and there's no crime downtown. Pull your head out of your backside and accept the truth. That's just not true. Do you think, look, this is my town, man. I grew up here. Do you think I wouldn't brag about it? Because I have my entire career when it flourished. If we don't yell and scream, this will never change. Rich Chupka, he's evidence of that. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Morty.
If you never said anything, nothing would happen on the south side. Nothing. Is that true?
Correct.
Right. And how long has your family business been there?
Since 1908.
And is this the worst in terms of crime and businesses shutting down that you've ever seen in your life on the south side?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Even when the mills closed in the early 80s, this is even worse. We had two businesses close within in the last 2 weeks. Doughboy and... Yep. Wings Over Pittsburgh.
I have friends. It's interesting you say this. I was in a conversation yesterday with friends who Doughboy approached and pretty much said, we'll give you this business. And they said, hell no. Why would they say hell no? Why wouldn't they want anything to do with a Southside business, sir?
Well, you don't want to spend good money after bad money. You know, why would you come down here when the authorities will not police the area the way it's supposed to be? You know, we've had we had over 90 shootings last year, over 20 people going to the hospital in critical condition, and this year we've had 6 shootings.
Whoa.
And 2 people going to hospital in critical condition so far this year.
We're only 6 weeks into the new year.
Yes,
I've had friends had a business down there, but because of the fear that people have of dealing with that, particularly in the evenings and on weekends, they boarded up and left.
Wow.
Took their business somewhere else.
Wow.
And so this meeting,
yeah.
What was the result of this latest sit down on what the plan is?
Well, the meeting's this morning at 10 a.m. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here, man, but it gets a little old talking the same crap every time with no results. Doesn't it get frustrating for you?
Well, Marty, in the last 3 years, I bet you I've been to over 30 meetings. And they come in, they have their folders, everything's nice and, you know, color-coded, everything's nice, and this is what we're going to do. And the people that are in the audience are telling them what needs to be done, and they have deaf ears to what the people want.
What do they want?
What would make you happy and feel like you could get some traction on what's going on?
Great question.
We need the police to be allowed to do what they're authorized to do.
So what are you saying? Explain.
They have to start arresting people for all the violence, all the drug activity on the south side.
So I've been down there.
The city.
I've been down there. I've been there with my daughters. They love that the milkshake factory. And here's what I noticed, and I know you know this. Man, they barricaded some streets. Then they put blockades on another. Seriously, man. And so that made it dead as a doornail, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people that are coming in to spend money can't find a place to park because they have the barricades up.
It's true.
Because they don't want more people down here because they can't police the area properly because their hands are tied.
Man, and I'll tell you what, Larry, I lived on Mount Washington when I first moved back here. So this is about 17 years ago. And Rich knows this. The hottest happening restaurants in this town, where the vibe was, where the million-dollar homes were, Southside. Right, Rich?
But no doubt about it.
And now it's gone.
If you drive, Marty, I sent you pictures of all the vacancies on East Carson.
You did.
And if you look at that and compare it to the video from Chicago, it's very similar.
Wow.
Well, good luck today. Let us know what happens at this latest meeting and see if it gets any traction whatsoever with a plan that somebody's going to initiate and enforce.
Yeah, I'm going to grab you in the morning, man. All right?
Yeah, no problem, Marty.
Raise some hell for us, man.
All right, Rich.
Thank you.
At least he cares. I call him the mayor of the South Side. I love him.
Well, their family's been on East Carson Street. You heard him. Since 1908.
He speaks the truth, man.
Like, he lives it. He knows it.
He does.
It's his livelihood.
It's true.
He cares. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin. You know, you're...
Hold on. Before
your man, Mark.
Before we do anything.
What?
I discovered Stacey, and she's going to tell you I did.
Stacey
Finnegan.
When she
becomes a star. Yeah. You watch.
Yes. So
all right, let's get into
and
this.
You
stuff.
You came up with a great idea. You love Stacey so much.
Love her.
That you said, call your buddy Jimmy Crenn.
Your boy.
He's a professional stand-up comic.
And I'm funnier than both of you.
Oh,
funnier.
And Jimmy Crenn on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
You know, I never get invited to squat with you two clowns. Ever.
You're invited.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not sitting in the audience making fun of you two, throwing spit wads at you.
I don't think
I love you, Marty.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if there's any seats left.
Oh, I can bring my wheelchair in.
Always room for you, bud.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll tell you about this show in a second. It's Saturday at the Oaks in Oakmont, which is beautifully redone
Gorgeous. My boy.
The Sorreo family.
Yeah, Mark.
The new seats, beautiful interior, art deco. It's a cool little space. I appreciate that they've preserved that kind of entertainment venue in the town. But, Jimmy, we wanted to utilize your comedic talents to evaluate who we think, and Marty's been big on, Stacey Finnegan, an upcoming superstar.
Oh,
there she is. There she is.
I like
Stacey.
That.
Say hello to Jimmy.
Jimmy and I met over 25 years ago at Chauncey's when he gave me change for a $5.
Did he hit on
that?
Did he hit on you?
It was
no, I swear to you, it was nothing illicit. I had to tip the lady, giving the same tube of lipstick to us 500 sweaty ladies in the bathroom.
Always a gentleman.
And I said, hey, do you have change for a $5? And you pulled me out a $1. And just said, don't worry about it.
Whoa.
And your generosity changed my life.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Stacey. Then I said, let's go down to Donzie's next.
Hankins went through a shot.
Yes.
So, Stacey, I thought it would be good just to give Jimmy a sense, and I think he already has a sense, that you have this keen sense of humor.
Oh, Larry, I'm twisted.
The morning you told Marty and I that you – go to the gym with the full purpose of using the same treadmill, and somebody was on it.
Well, I actually have a gym story today.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Right. No
what
embellishment. Happened? I have a story. I work out. I do my workout routine is like Jack LaLanne and Richard Simmons if they had a baby.
Nice.
Don't be jealous.
That's nice. I like it.
I go to the shower. The end shower no longer has hot water. So I actually haven't been in the end shower in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
I haven't talked about it because I'm trying to get over it. I start running to water. I take my clothes off to get under the water. I'm lathered. True story. Mm. I got my shower shoes on. I look down, and I'm not lying to you. I see something at my foot. Now, on a totally other subject, I dress my dog. I put wigs on my dog. She was James Brown one Halloween.
Let's just get to the shower.
I like that.
Okay. There was a pile of hair. It looked like I had Florida from Good Times in a headlock. At my I look. True story. The water's hitting on me, and I think, is that a wig? Is it a weave? Is it body hair? I look to the left. There's a crusty, rusty razor. So, listen, this is what I've taken. You need to reopen the Kennedy assassination because there is no longer a grassy knoll. Something.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think, Jimmy?
She's in, right?
I'm really not that funny.
All right.
You have the natural ability, Stace. Yep. That's all it is Evan. If you have a natural ability, the rest of it is repetition getting on stage. Because when you get on stage, the audience is daring you now. They're like, okay, make me laugh. So it's a little bit different in that sense. So the first thing you do as a comedian, you go to a doctor, get some medication, because you're going to be rejected for about 2 years straight.
Then you get better.
I got an idea. I think we should create like a new comic evening sometime in the future and get Stacey, and I'm sure you have some budding talent too. You know, Jim.
What about me, man? What about my routine?
I'm going to do that.
What about my routine?
Oh, Marty, you're in. You're on the list. I'm going to put a show together.
Come
with Stacey.
Man.
Marty, your debut as a stand-up. Uh-huh. I'm going to go to my friend John Bento at Steamworks and put together a night. Stacey, so you start putting together material like you just did and put together like 10 minutes, and we'll get a few new comedians, and Larry and I will host, and we'll give you your stage debut. And I think you're going to do fantastic as a comedian. You are naturally funny. That's all it takes. You're naturally funny. And you're ready to, you know, handle some rejection at first. You'll be good.
She knows Marty. She knows all about rejection.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Stacey, are you going to do it?
Yes, Larry.
You in?
You in?
I'm in. Whatever you want.
All right.
I love this.
And if you want to, we got a show Saturday night.
That's right.
Oakmont at the beautiful redesigned Oak Theater.
We got donuts and coffee and comedy.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Marty. Jimmy has to sell out the show. Tell them why, Jimmy.
There's a lot of pressure on me, guys. We have about 40 tickets left. And I noticed the night before at the Oaks, there's a dog show. And they're sold out. Uh-huh. So I don't know if my ego could handle it. Mm-hmm. If I don't sell out the dog show sold out, that would be painful because you know the dogs will be hanging around. You know how beagles are.
Just pay Larry. That's all I care about. Pay Larry.
Well, Larry's making huge money. You know, Larry. Larry, I got Larry's rider. 6 cases of Cristal. That's a lot, Larry.
All right.
You're backstage.
Featuring also Tracy Jane, who...
Tracy's very funny. Tracy Jane's the featured act that Larry's going to MC. And it's going to be wonderful. Tracy's a funny, funny comedian from New York, moved back home last year, and she's going to kill it. It's going to be a lot
of fun.
All right,
well, Stacey, we'll coordinate all this with Jimmy, and you're good to go, right?
All right, whatever Marty wants.
Stacey,
Marty wants.
Stacey, who discovered you? Who?
Whatever Marty wants.
Who?
You did,
Thank
Marty.
Thank you.
But you sound like Lucy Trekasy when I interviewed that 112-year-old woman that said, yes. I said, what's your favorite thing about Katie Kay? She said, Marty.
See?
Hey, you know what my mantra is? Whatever Marty wants. I
that's it.
All right, guys.
Love you guys.
See you later.
Stacey Finnegan.
See you guys.
Jimmy Krenn. Oh, that's
fun. Let's do it.
That was hilarious.
It's disgusting, too.
That was
because I've seen that in a shower.
Why are you turning this into a Get Marty?
That big wad of
big
hair
wad of
and
hair
the rusted
a
razor. Sounds like a shelter downtown. Whew! From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Subaru. Kath, any speculation what that hair was in the shower?
No, I don't, but I would start buying my own equipment and showering at home, I think. I don't know.
I think we got to bring Stacey out of her shell, Marty. How long have you known Stacey?
20 years.
She's hilarious, man.
Well, our favorite pizza joint was Harry's. And she was the kindest, sweetest, funniest person. And she's adorable. She's a wonderful woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love her.
It's 8:37. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, every Wednesday at this time. Carlos T. Carter visits us, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
We're doing okay. Hey, before we dive into the heaviness of what has happened again in our city, I wanted to congratulate you on your event Friday night. I hear it went very well, your annual gala.
Oh, it was just amazing. I mean, this lineup of people, you know, Celine, Leon, Dr. Angela, NA for Change, I mean, they just stole the show. Just a humble, great people. And, you know, I broke out with my singing, too. So, yeah, I was on the, I sang the Negro National Black National Anthem. So I think I did okay. But the honorees, they stole the show. A great, great time. I think everybody was great, was happy to see each other again.
And this is a big fundraiser for you, an annual event. And I want people to understand the work that the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh does, of which you are in charge. And Marty mentioned to me an incident in the city that I know has you concerned.
Well, again, it rips your heart out. I mean, a 15-year-old was killed last night. Young African-American, a teenager with the gun in his hand still, Carlos. It scares the heck out of you, does it not, sir?
Yeah, so where did this happen again? Was this in the key, end of something happened in the Keysport? I can't keep
in the Mount there. Oliver area last night.
No, this was another.
But I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, this is still another one. The reason this would resonate with you in addition is you have three sons. What do you tell your sons? How do you address this kind of issue and violence with your sons?
Yeah, great question.
Well, I think the first thing that helps with my son is just me raising them right, teaching them good values, being them to support them. Because what you guys all know, I mentor a lot of young people in the city. Actually, one young man I mentor was shot some months ago. And so he gives me a lot of good advice. But I think, you know, to stay safe, to get your education. But a lot of these kids don't have a sense of hope and value. Like, I'm going to be attending the meeting tomorrow with the mayor, not with the downtown. So that'll be a pretty interesting meeting. And I asked my mentee, like, kind of, you know, what would help and you know, what are kids going through? He said kids need something to escape the reality. He said many young people are facing, you know, homes, fatherless homes and challenges there, you know, dealing with hunger, just a lot of different things. He said lack of poor education. This young man, I mean, he faced it all, but had such a positive attitude. But they just need opportunities. Of course, you know, if people have bad behavior, you have to address that. And I think restorative practices are important as well. But I think it's a full service thing. We have to attack poverty, right? What wealthy community has violence? You won't find any. Of course, there's domestic violence everywhere, but in terms of, you know, the type of things.
Well, I disagree. So, I mean, there's mass shootings. Most of the mass shootings in America are quite frankly, in wealthy high school communities. It's just a different kind of violence. They're mass shootings, but it happens a lot.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, just like on the streets, just like the old general. And so you're right, that does happen. But I mean, generally, when you look at a lot of things, come out of poverty and conditions people face, that lead to a lot of things. When you see that drug addiction, you see that. I mean, even you look at, I think I talked about before, you look at communities like Aliquippa back in the day, right? Or other steel mill communities, the mixed race communities. But when the steel mills went under, you saw a lot of change and things happening.
It's true.
Yeah, so that's what I mean from that.
Opportunity went away, man. It's absolutely 100% true. Desperate situations, true.
And these young men and women have to have hope that they can seek and get and gain a better life. And you have programs to help do just that.
Exactly. Well, the first thing I still got to say, a key thing that helps young people, as my young man said, I forgot to mention, is loving, caring adults. Nice. He said people care about us. That helps. And I've seen it firsthand. A lot of these young men have a lot of trauma and pain. A lot of times they share it with me, but actually care. I have one young man, I'm calling at noon. He used to play for Ohio State. He told me he's dealing with some things. So creating spaces where they know you're there to support them and talk to them. So all this comes, I'm not condoning the violence, but I'm saying it erupts ways that are unhealthy. But I know personally from the young men I deal with, in terms of the Urban League, we do have our Black Male Leadership Development Institute and our Black Female Leadership Development Institute, where our goal is to really to support these young people, build upon their strengths and empower them to create change in their community. But again, I see firsthand by my own son with these probably like 5 or 6 or 7 young men that I mentor personally and share their stories. Like the one, his mom, since 14, he was a fortune selling drugs to support his family. His mom was out there and, you know, he doesn't do that now. But if you hear these people's stories, again, it doesn't condone it. you say, well, we got to be there to support these young people. So even downtown, these business owners, let's get out there, go to some of the schools and mentor some of these.
Yeah, hold on a second. I want to mention, this is important what you're doing tomorrow. Downtown is kind of boiling over with desperation. How would you address downtown Pittsburgh right now?
Well, again, I think it's a combination. So I do think you need the community policing. I think that's important. I think how the mad dads, having people down there to connect with them. I think going to the school and talk to some of these kids, actually asking some of the young people who are getting into trouble, what would help you, right? Like when I asked my mentee, he's been one of those kids, actually asking them instead of us always being prescriptive. Again, people need to be safe and all that, I get that, but asking these people, what do you need? You know, and I was stunned with the things my mentee told me by text 2 days ago. And I'm gonna give some of those ideas that he gave me and just ways to engage them, right? Before, they used to have, like, I think, things downtown in terms of where people can have activities, but I don't think it did well for some reason, but just ways to engage them. So I don't think it's one way, Marty. I think it's multiple ways. I think it's opportunity. I think it's community policing.
Well, we'll be interested to hear how that goes next week. Good luck with that. And if anyone wants to reach out, ulpgh.org. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Thank you, Carlos. Good luck today.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Music of Foreigner, right? Cold as Ice. And, you know, a lot of these old groups are getting together. Well, we heard it by 50th anniversary tours. How about this video Paul Rasmussen shared with us? Pink Floyd is getting ready, apparently, to do this 50th anniversary reunion. And the drummer and they get into a fight, like a fist fight.
Oh, yeah. Swinging, with the leader of the band, Roger Waters. I mean,
swinging a cymbal stand and cymbals.
Old guys beating the crap out of each other. Idiots.
It's absolutely, I don't know where you got that, Paul, but that is remarkable. Are they saying that they're going to continue the tour, or is this it? They're done.
I don't know, Larry, what the status is. The posting was made by a guy that I follow on Twitter. He's an Irish musician, and he has inside sources that sent along the video.
So we had a similar meeting like that yesterday with Big Boss Dave, and it ended that way. Ask him. I snapped yesterday.
You tried to hit him with a cymbal.
But none of it's on tape. I erased it. But it's very similar to our post-show meeting.
I'm a big fan of Pink Floyd, particularly their early work.
Obsessed.
I think Dark Side of the Moon, that album is a
masterpiece.
Yeah.
But seeing an 80-year-old man,
that's what I'm saying,
going off like that is just so sad.
Come on, man.
Well, he gave the drummer, he said he was dragging, he wasn't keeping the beat, so he said something and gave him the one finger salute, and that was it. He got up and they went at it. Bam.
Very mature.
Thank you, Paul, for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I want to mention something before we go to the break. So I'm with my daughters last night. We're sitting at dinner. They went to this snowball dance. It's like a high school thing, okay? And they said all the boys they were with, and Larry, all of them are teenagers. No one's 19 years old. And before they would have dinner, the boys all got together and placed bets online. And look, I've seen what's happened with online gambling, and it's cool, and it's fun, and it makes money. But the only thing I want parents to listen to out there, because I did some research on this, the fastest growing number of addictive gamblers online, teenage boys. It's a fact. So look, I get the business model. I get how it works. It helps the state. It helps employees. I get it. It's exciting and people are enthralled with it. But I'm just asking parents to pay attention to their teenage boys because they're into this stuff big time. That's all I'm saying. It's important.
Yeah, don't think that they're not.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to ask or talk about it.
Right. I'm wondering where they get the money. Is it on a credit card? Is it on a debit card?
Another big question.
Yeah, it is.
Well, think about the dynamic change in sports betting alone.
That's right.
Remember the NFL wouldn't even allow current players to go into a casino, legal casino, even to walk in, not even go in to bet or gamble. And now they're one of the major sponsors of the NFL and all sports.
Well, in the irony of life is this. My uncle, who I love to death, my Uncle Huge, as they called him, ran a really big gambling operation when I was growing up. Quite frankly, I watched it happen. It was amazing to watch. And they would come and arrest him every month or so. I'm not exaggerating this, because that was illegal. Well, the state finds out they can make money, so now it's not legal. No, now it's legal. It's the irony of it, isn't it, Larry? They turn it into the lottery. They turn it into online gambling. Everything my uncle went to jail for is now legal. Serious.
And
fascinating.
What about marijuana next?
Same. And prostitution. Same. Legal in many states now. Fascinating. Dollars and cents, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.